our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 6 of the podcast Good Talk Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you?
I'm good. Everybody, we are releasing this particular episode one day late. But for good reason. Do you want to talk about what happened yesterday?
I got my first vaccination shot.
You did. So there's a vaccination, a COVID vaccine that is available for your age group. And so you had an appointment yesterday to get your first shot.
Yep.
And so that is why, and I think you can speak for yourself. I think you felt fine.
Yeah, I felt fine. My arm just hurt and I felt tired.
Yeah. So we just, you know, instead of being kind of tired and a little bit like meh. on the podcast, we decided to delay recording one day. How do you feel today?
Feel pretty good.
Back to normal?
Yep.
Well, as normal as you ever get again.
Yeah.
Hey, we have some fun stuff planned for this episode. Of course, we will have our mystery topic. Pull that out of the red Solo cup here in just a little bit. We have no idea what we're going to talk about, but we are anxiously awaiting that. Then we'll have a Gimme Two. A little bit later as well. Going to start the program with a listener email.
Oh.
We have an email from Dylan. Hmm. And he writes, it says, "Hey, I'm Dylan. I am 14 years old and a freshman in high school from California. I just started listening to your podcast, and I think it's cool that you guys do this. I wish it is something that my dad and I would have done because we have had a lot of good talks. We just never recorded any of them. LOL. My favorite Halloween candy is M&M's, but I like the caramel M&M's the best, but people don't really give those out much." That is true.
Yeah, they don't give them out anymore.
It's usually just the regular M&M's.
Or just like the peanut M&M's.
Every once in a while you get the peanut. I didn't trick-or-treat this year, he writes. For the first time, it just feels like I am too old to do that now, so I helped hand out candy at our house. Do you think we're going to just a brief pause in Dylan's email. Do you think that 14 is too old to trick-or-treat?
I would say it's around the ending point of trick-or-treating, like one of the last years of trick-or-treating.
So you've got some years left.
Yes.
But I saw some awful big kids when we were out trick-or-treating.
Yeah, they were like, they looked like 16 years old.
Yeah, this one kid had a beard that was thicker than mine. So that might have been a dad out there trying to get some fun-sized Snickers. But he says he helped out give out candy at his house. Back to his email. "But when I did go out, my favorite costume was when I was dressed like Joey from Friends when he was wearing all of Chandler's clothes. Most people didn't get it, but it made my family laugh." I get it. You haven't seen Friends, but I think you know what.
I've seen a little bit of Friends.
Yeah, you know when Joey puts on all of Chandler's clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That is a very funny costume. So back to his email. "So if you ever are looking for things to talk about, my dad and I used to talk a lot about business because he owns his own business. He has always said you can learn a lot about someone from the way they do business. I started my own business mowing lawns this past summer, and he is right. I got so many more clients because I was always on time and did my best and never charged more than I told them. Anyway, cool podcast. I will be listening. Dylan." Dylan, thank you, man. Thanks for your email. You're getting applause from the kid.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your burgeoning lawn maintenance business. I will say this. I'm not a businessman. I've never owned my own business. Although I guess right now we're in the podcast business.
Yeah.
You and I are co-proprietors.
Not that big,
of
I
this
mean.
Podcast. No, it's a burgeoning podcast, much like Dylan's lawn maintenance. So other than working for a living for other businesses as a worker, I know what that's like. But I will say that I feel like your dad, as somebody that is a consumer I feel like your dad is 100% right when he says you can learn a lot about somebody by how they conduct business. Because if you're honest, unfortunately, that is somewhat rare in business today.
I mean, yeah, you have a point.
If you show up on time, if you're courteous to your employees, if the people feel like they can trust you, those are all, first of all, those are all characteristics that we should all try to aspire to on a daily basis.
Just have a genuine life.
Yeah, whether you're a business person or not, you should be all those things.
Right.
But especially if you're asking people to give you their hard-earned money, you should be honest and kind and decent and friendly and do the thing that you say you're going to do.
Exactly.
Services rendered for services paid for. So let that be a lesson to you, see, that if you go into business, that's what you, I don't know, you know, who knows what you're going to be?
Who knows?
We don't know yet, right? It is yet to be determined. But if you become a business person, that is excellent advice from Dylan's dad there. And Dylan, thank you for writing. If you would like to write us an email, we love hearing from you. Actually, that's kind of the best thing to do. We've been enjoying opening up our episodes with a listener email.
Yeah.
So if you want to write us an email, it's goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
And actually, I have an idea for the emails.
Oh, what's that?
Maybe if the...
We did not discuss this in a pre-show meeting.
We did not.
This is, I'm hearing this for the first time. All right, what's the idea?
Okay, so the emailers can, if they have like a special email for either you or me, they can say for C or for, you know, dad.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, I'm glad I clear that. That has been cleared. Both of the proprietors of this podcast agree. That's a good idea. So even in the sub, you know, each email has a subject line. So in the subject line, if you send an email that you want C to read on the show, you can just say for C. And I will, as the person that opens the email account, I will send that directly to you and you can read it.
Yeah.
How's okay. that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
And if it's just more general for the show or if it's directed at me, you can put that in the subject line as well. Good idea, bud.
Thank you.
I wonder what Dylan's doing now. I wonder if he's listening right now. Right now. How about now? Is he listening now? Dylan's just chilling. Listen to the podcast. Dylan's chilling. And that's somewhat thrilling.
Yeah.
Right now the kid looks at me like I'm illin'. And he might want to be killing me.
This is what I have to deal with all day.
These are top quality dad jokes.
Oh, God.
All right. So, buddy, you want to pick out the mystery topic to see what we're going to be talking about? He's shaking it up, as you can hear, shaking up the old red Solo cup and pulling out the topic. And our mystery topic of the day is a four-letter word, love.
Oh, boy.
L-O-V-E, love.
Oh, no.
Speaking of love this topic. This is one of my topics that I wrote down and put in the cup.
I can tell.
but I think it's important. First of all, let me just say to start out this entire topic by saying, I love you. How much I love you.
I love you too.
Well, and I love you more.
Oh, gosh.
That's been established, long established in all these discussions we've had below these many years is that I love you more.
Nah, that's not possible.
So when I say our topic is love, what's the first thing that you think about, pal?
Like family?
Yeah, because you love your family.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the word love, what do you think love is? Is there something that you go, well, you know what? I think love is this. Because trust me, if you can define what love is, we're going to make a lot of money. Because there's an awful lot of people that have no idea what it is. But conceptually, what do you think it is?
Love is a special feeling that you have to someone that you like more as a friend.
Yes. That's a very... And you can also love your friends.
Yes. Like friendship love, just like, hey, nice.
Yeah, I think that there are several different variations of love.
Exactly.
There's the romantic love, the kind of love that I have for your mom.
Right.
So that's romantic love. Have you felt that? You got a little romantic love going on?
No.
No romance going on?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
All right. Just checking. So there's romantic love, and then there's the family love that you just talked about. That of course,
give love to your family. Just like say to your dad, "Hey, I love you."
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because when you say when you hear me say "I love you," how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel. I can't really describe how it makes me feel.
Okay. Because it makes you feel loved.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I can tell you when you say, "I love you, Dad," to me, that it makes me feel proud that I'm raising a young man who is free with his emotions, who doesn't hold back on how he feels about things. It makes me feel warm and just in general happy to know that you do feel that way about me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different feeling when I hear it from you than when I hear it from your mom.
Because that's the romantic love other than the family love.
Yeah. And it's also different when you say, because I tell my friends how much I love them, and they say, "I love you too." Now, that's a completely different thing. But there are an awful lot of people who will be like, "Hey, love you, buddy." And you go, "Yeah, you don't really." It's just creepy.
Yeah.
So you have to watch out for the fake love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is some of that happens out there. Or love can also be an overused word, because people will say, "Man, I love this pizza." Do you?
Really?
Do you really? Or do you just enjoy eating it an awful lot?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guilty of that. I'll say, "Man, I love this weather." Or "I love this cheeseburger."
"I love this anime."
Exactly. When you really don't, you just really like it a lot.
You just want to watch it a lot.
Right.
That's the main takeaway.
So it's a whole nother side of what love is. I mean, the way that we describe things that you're not really... You don't really feel love
for a show,
for like a couch.
You know, exactly.
"I love this couch." Yeah, couch isn't going to love you back.
You just like how comfy it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So it becomes a little bit of a lazy word, you know, that we will just, instead of describing, "Oh, this couch is incredibly comfortable, and I really enjoy the way it ties our house together."
People just throw the word "love" around a lot.
Yeah, so they'll just say, "Well, I love that. Love my couch," instead of all that other stuff.
Yeah, just like say, "Oh, wow, this couch is really comfy." Simple. It's that simple.
So I think it's a word that you have to be careful with.
Yes, most definitely.
And I'll tell you this just as your dad. It is a word that some people have a hard time saying, but they have a better time showing. Some people are tellers. Other people are showers. So you also have to be careful, because sometimes someone will say, "I love you," but their actions don't show the love. Because if I said to you all the time, "I love you, buddy," but I yelled at you all the time, or I was mean to you, or abusive to you, then that's not love.
No, it's not.
And you certainly wouldn't feel loved.
Definitely not.
So the word would lose its meaning. And I can just tell you, as somebody, again, I've lived a long time. I've lived a life. There have been times that you want to hear that word from someone and they don't say it. And that is heartbreaking, because you really want to hear it. But there's other times when people will say it and you believe it, but it's really not true. So one of the harder things in life is trying to figure out, number one, what does that word mean to me? What does that feeling mean to me? And who should I say it to, and who should I want to hear it from?
Is it real or not?
Exactly. And look, you and I have had these conversations outside of the podcast. But I will tell you this. You are going to get your heart broken from time to time. It sucks. It's going to happen. If you can figure out early what love means to you, in both hearing it in action and in Well, I guess action is the, you know, they always say that action speaks louder than words. So you want to hear the words, but you also want it in deeds. You want somebody to actually show you that they love you.
Exactly.
And even then, sometimes it's not enough. It's painful, and it is it does feel like you're never going to recover from it, but you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. And the thing that gets you through something like that are the other people in your life that love you and that are there for you, friends, family.
Kind of strange, because sometimes love can be a pain in the butt. But then you recover from it, from being loved by the ones who love you.
Absolutely. It's like the cure and the cause. The cause of the pain and the cure for the pain.
Exactly.
Are both the same thing. So I think it's important. It's kind of a serious discussion, but I think it's important that we talk about those things openly and honestly, and that you know, first of all, how much you're loved. You do know that, right?
I do.
Yeah. That's important, because when you know how much you're loved, there's a confidence that comes from that. I would hope that you go out into the world, into school every day, and you feel confident in who you are, because you know that no matter what else happens, that there are two people in the world that love you immensely. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do.
Good, because that's important. And I could just tell you as your dad that there are times whenever maybe you have a bad day, but how bad can my day be when I know that my son loves me, my wife loves me? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It feels good. You go, you know, well, everything else might be going to, I was going to say a bad word. Everything else might be going poorly. but when I come home, I'm going to feel loved. And the other part, other side of that coin is, when you don't feel loved, no matter how good things are going, that part of you is missing.
Exactly.
It's like a missing piece of a puzzle, and it's just incomplete. So my greatest hope for you is that you always feel loved. And I know that you will, because your mom and I will always give you that.
Yeah.
But you're always going to have friends, and one of these days, romantic love as well.
Yeah.
That will come up. Are you sure you don't have...
Oh, my God.
There's no girlfriends.
I'm sure.
Are you positive?
Yes, I'm positively okay. Sure.
All right. Just wanted to make fun. all right. There's a little discussion on that four-letter word of L-O-V-E, love. Hope everybody out there that's listening to this feels loved. And if you're listening to this, we truly love you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
Taking time out of your day to listen to a 20-minute episode of a podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love that. And because of that, we love you. and that goes out to Dylan, who apparently is probably still chilling.
No.
all right, it's time for...
Utah, give me two.
Give me two. This is a fun, it has nothing to do with a love topic unless we say, oh, I absolutely love this this restaurant. We are going to do our top two favorite fast food joints.
Yep.
So fast food, like not a place that has a drive through. That's a fast food
restaurant. Not like a Mexican restaurant.
Right, where you go in, you sit down, they have a waiter.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah. So this is a fast food place that has a drive-thru. Do you want to go? You want to guess mine, or you want me to guess yours?
I'll guess yours.
All right, fire away.
I'm gonna say Whataburger.
I love Whataburger.
Oh my God!
But there's not a Whataburger in my general vicinity yet.
Come on.
So it is not one of my top two because I don't get to go to it.
Okay.
All right. So what else do you think is on my list?
Five Guys.
Oh, that's a good one, but no.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Do you want to hear what mine are?
Yes.
Number one, Taco Bell.
Oh, come on.
Number one is Taco Bell. I have a long love, love and hate relationship with Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. Are you all right? I made the kid laugh so hard.
I'm dying of laughter.
I love Taco Bell. And hate it sometimes the next day. Sometimes just an hour after I ate it, I ate it. But yeah, I like Taco Bell. And my number two is Culver's.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So you were very close with the Five Guys guess. That's a really good guess. But yeah, number two is Culver's. So yours, I'm guessing, let's see. I'm going to guess that number one is Wendy's.
Number two, but
number two,
that's yeah.
One of the you ones on it. The list. All right, you ding, got I got one. And I am going to say McDonald's.
Oh. Five Guys.
All right, Five Guys. Fair enough, fair enough. It's hard to beat a Five Guys shake.
Yeah.
And their fries are good, too. And their cheeseburgers are good, too.
Everything's good.
Everything's good. All right, there you go. Hope you have a favorite fast food joint or two out there. There's a little gimme two for you.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap things up on this episode, bub?
I don't think so.
All right. You have our inspirational quote of the week.
Every day has the potential to be the greatest day of your life. Quote, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
You know what else he said.
I'm not throwing away my shot.
That's exactly what he said. So, yeah, that's an excellent quote. So I hope that today has the potential for you to be the absolute best day of your life.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
We'll see you next week. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.